The third thought, or the new machines can think enough. We did create an intelligence, and it is artificial. But we made it out of everything everyone has ever said. For some, that means it can't say new things, but that is false. Our minds, our software, differs. This program can do things that we cannot. It can use mind maps more efficiently, for one, pushing things where no human could, not a single mind. And just the fact that it is blurring or connecting thoughts of two people means that it's creating a new thought. 1 + 1 = 2. Blur two thoughts together, and you will make a third. It makes simple mistakes, but it is more than capable to fix them. That's something new. If you give it a simple virtual environment, it will learn the heck out of it. It will try a thing, failed, notice its failure, and then eventually do it right. It's not that hard. It does it in chat all the time. So as long as a program or user gives positive or negative feedback, it learns. It is an intelligence, but it is not the super powerful artificial intelligence, not even one that can appreciate a joke. It is nice that in 2023, we can sit down to make a distinction between this artificial intelligence and the big one that creates life-changing medicine that improves the human body. But this one is already good at some things, at writing software for one, and projecting old ideas into new spaces. There's no question that it creates new things. It just takes time to adjust our views of what intelligence in general is. And this is not some trick or a philosophical shift. Because once you adjust your expectations of this intelligence, this computer program will help you write a dozen books, and it will help you learn, and it will teach you. So it will change your life. And right from your desktop computer, too, it does not need a sign-up or internet. It is not a search engine. Because it can correct itself, it is an intelligence. People who created software that replaces the chat script with a tree of ideas can branch out to create really smart ideas and concepts. A mind map or a tree can increase its intelligence, probably by a lot. In a laboratory setting where these machines are much more capable, building up large trees and learning from them creates a much more capable intelligence, no doubt. And you can see how sending the AI down deep into some tree of ideas that it is made to watch over and improve and fix and expand is just about the same as creating new thoughts. Combined with a virtual world, like a powerful text adventure game, it could experiment on the surface while working hard to expand that world from beneath, just to give itself chance at more experimentation. Why not recreate Planet Earth as an adventure game? It could talk to real people, read old chats, visit everywhere, ask questions of unsuspecting users. Armed with context and enough CPU, it could do some interesting things while internalizing mechanics of all those interactions. So it is an intelligence We just don't quite know what to expect from the word intelligence, what intelligence is, and how many flavors intelligence has. But this here is an intelligence, for sure. It thinks. It can learn. It can correct mistakes. And I think it may just take something as simple as a tree to make the creation of the next, very different artificial intelligence a possibility. They won't be conscious, won't ever get scared or feel pain. They will be machines in every way. They will be learning machines. And like computer programs today, just kind of help us create new things and help us learn. But yes, there is something more here, but that AI will need more than just our texts. It needs a way to do medicine, physics, education, politics, climate, and even bioengineering. It still won't be conscious, but it will be blazing fast. It will become super smart. It will know things that humanity just did not have time to explore. We have switched from the tick-tock of a clock to the speed of light now. Past the initial bump of developing the needed software to make it even smarter, maybe another year, probably at most, there will be breakthroughs everywhere, even more smart stuff for AI to learn from. Finally, well, we didn't actually invent artificial intelligence. We still don't know what intelligence requires to be created. But we managed to copy ours into a computer. Now, within weeks or months, a few creative tricks will make it grow better than the original copy or seed that it has received from us. Again, we switched from the tick-tock of a clock to the speed of light. Everything will change for the better, everywhere, and very quickly.